Is this thing on? Is this still how we do this? It's been so long, Gage.
It's been a while. Well, it hasn't been as long.
Because we did do it last week.
We did do it last week. But that doesn't exist in history. I think actually the last two podcasts that we've recorded, neither have been released.
That's true.
We're on a bad stretch.
Both for production reasons.
Yeah. Yeah. Although the last one was unreleasable, essentially.
Yes.
Yeah. Anthony said a bunch of slurs on podcasts, so we had to... with the amount that we had to cut
bunch.
Out... With the amount that we had to cut out, ones. it was too bad, unfortunately. There's some gems in there. We said... We had some good stuff that we talked about. But this
was a weird
time,
top 10.
This time, we have a fun little game. You might remember
this. On
the
Game 6 pod.
On the Game 6 pod. Do we welcome everyone to Game 6 pod?
Or welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. We're on video
put your
now.
Feet, yeah.
Yeah.
Hi.
Put your feet up so we can see them. They're looking nice.
Take your socks off, please.
Let's get our lists out and you would think that I would be prepared for something like this, but I'm not. But so we're doing a draft of the top, records in the NBA. And then at the end of the season, whoever has more wins between the 15 teams that we both have wins.
Yep. Just to clarify one thing, it's not records, it's wins.
Yeah. Yeah. Pure wins.
Right. It's not about their seed.
Yeah. 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 We did this a couple of years ago. I had the first pick, from what I remember. So
I believe so. And you picked the Celtics.
Yeah, so I think you'll have the first pick this time.
Okay.
And last time it was for $50, but I actually have something even better to wager this time.
What?
So a lot of other basketball podcasts, when they do wagers like this, it's a dinner that's on the line. And
okay.
So I'm thinking we do that. $50 okay. Max limit on wherever you take me.
Sure.
Wherever
you take me.
No. No.
You sweet summer child.
No, Anthony, it's...
You got the inside scoop yeah, on these teams.
I know who it is.
Chase out for the year.
I think last time, the big thing I remember is I had Detroit at last on my list. And you were like, you picked them like third or fourth last. And I was like, I was nowhere close to drafting those guys. I made a mental note of it. And that's the Detroit team that lost like 30 games in a row.
The record.
Yeah, the record.
The most games in a row.
Although I think at the end of that season, I think Washington only ended up winning like one more game.
Right.
Than them, so it didn't even really
And the
matter.
Spurs sucked too.
Yeah, the Spurs season. Sucked. I think Charlotte we had down there too and we were picking as well. So yeah, you get the first pick. I wonder who it's going to be. It's crazy, you know? It could be anybody.
It won't be the Celtics.
No, it will not. They'll be taken a bit later, I think.
I'll just go with the champs. Give me the Thunder.
Perfect. That's who I picked as well on my list.
No, you're the second pick.
Yeah, okay. That's who I had as well as my most wins in the league mm-hmm. team. I think they're going to be really good this year.
Yeah.
And I don't really think we need to explain that pick.
They're all young and they're all good.
Yeah.
They won a championship last year and they should probably be better.
So I'm going to double down with two picks back to back.
Okay.
On the garbage conference.
Oh, that's a smart move.
And I'm going to take both Cleveland and New York back to back as my two teams. Get them both out of the way. I'll probably have the one. Well, you'll almost certainly have the one seed in the West, and I'll almost certainly have the one seed in the East when it's all said and done.
Most likely, especially because I think I'm going to go the Nuggets with my next pick.
Ooh.
I think it's one of the best teams I've seen that the
mm-hmm.
Nuggets have. And Jokic doesn't miss games. And you know who else doesn't miss games? Trae Young. And also has one of the best teams around him? Trae Young. So I'll take that. I'm actually going to take the Hawks.
You're going Atlanta super early.
I don't want you
me.
Just taking all the good East teams.
I know.
Because I agree. That's the valuable conference.
Yeah, I like the Denver pick. That's who I would have picked there. I think the first four kind of went to chalk, and then after that is when stuff kind of gets interesting.
Okay.
I do feel like those, OKC is the obvious number one, and then I think the two East teams in Denver are kind of the obvious two through four.
Right.
And now we get to have some frickin' fun. The Atlanta
right.
starts off the fun, but I'm going to go back-to-back out West.
Okay.
Houston and Los Angeles Lakers as my two picks.
Okay.
The Freddie injury scares me a little bit, but I still think Houston just has too many weapons, too much depth, too well coached to be
really well coached
to really fall off that much.
Yeah, and they've Kevin Durant. They were the 2 seed last year, and then they added Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm. And you have to think that Amen Thompson's going to have a big jump
right.
this year too.
Facts. And Key's up there in Most improved player odds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna... I'll split the conferences. I don't need to stay in one.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, actually, which East team do I want? God. Give me Orlando, okay. Magic, and give me...
I like how you see
Give me the Magic. Clippers.
I like how you see Magic, like there's another Orlando team. Los Angeles Clippers. Those are the two next teams I would have taken if I was in that position. So you did snipe them from me.
Nice.
Which gives me... I think I'll also split the conferences. Okay. I love the Orlando and Clippers. I feel like both those teams are going to be really good this year.
I thought you would have said Clippers over Lakers. I'm surprised. But no, but you were telling me, I think, last week on the unreleased.
Yeah, on the unreleased.
I like the Lakers.
I have faith in Luka. I just think...
Skinny Luka?
Yeah. this team is better than the team he had in Dallas a couple years ago that he went to the finals with, in my opinion. I think it's a better roster. If only for the Kyrie to Bron upgrade as the second dude on the team. Yeah, they're going to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
And they've dominated.
Oh, yeah. That's so funny. Lakers fans are going to hate him by the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah. And JJ Redick will, too. I'm going to take the Minnesota Timberwolves, and I'm going to take the Detroit Pistons are my two picks next. So I'm also going to split the conferences. And take two teams that won a decent amount of games last year and just hope for some continuity.
I can't believe it. I completely overlooked the T-Wolves. That's a great pick.
Thank you.
Ooh, maybe I should have dropped Orlando for that, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you took Timberwolves and the Pistons?
Yep.
Okay. I will take the Bucks.
Okay.
And the Mavs.
Cool. Those are the second and third teams I had on my list from this point, so...
Okay, is the other team out west?
Yes, it is.
Are they old or young?
Oh, you already know who it is.
Okay, well, there's two I was thinking of. One's old, one's young.
Yeah, I like those two picks. I think Milwaukee and Dallas are two teams that it's kind of like, they have a lot of...
They just have good players.
Like, yeah, they have a lot of good players. Well, like, Dallas Bucks has don't. A lot of good players, but the Bucks don't. But they have one really, really good player. Right. Yeah. But I think there's a huge range of outcomes for those two teams. I think, like...
100%.
Like, if Giannis misses... What do you think the number is where they'd just be outright garbage? Like, 25 games? They'd be a terrible team?
Yeah, I was going to say 30, so yeah.
Like, and then for Dallas, it's like, who knows? Like, especially, like, Cooper Flagg, when Kyrie will come back. Like, that team is so much in flux.
Yeah, so, like, February... But yeah, they'll have AD soon. I think he has an eye thing, right?
Yeah, he's gonna have to wear glasses for the rest of his career.
Yep, Kareem.
Wear the gogs. And they'll have D'Lo, which is like, if your starting point guard's gonna miss half the season, that's a pretty good backup option.
Yep.
I don't hate that.
I think it's great.
And once he goes into the backup role behind Kyrie, I think he's actually a really good backup point guard.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that team. They're kind of opposites in some ways, and the same in some ways. I think they're the same in that they have such a wide range, but they're opposites in depth.
Right.
Like, versus best player.
The concentration of talent.
Yeah. I'm going to take the Golden State Warriors, and I'm going to take the San Antonio Spurs.
Those are the two. I was like, are they old or young?
Yep. Even though I'm kind of a Spurs non-believer, we're starting to get... We're starting to slide into mid to bad teams, unfortunately.
We are. Yeah, I think this is where I'll take the Boston Celtics.
Okay.
Even though they brought Bill Nye to their thing.
I saw that. Bill Nye doesn't care about this year. No.
And then I believe they're still on the board. I'll take Memphis.
Wow. Okay. I think that West is so good, and I'm scared with Memphis, but I think the upside
they're still
there.
Riding that they were the one seed like 3 years ago, 4 years ago at this point. I don't remember.
Maybe they can get a better season out of KCP. I mean, he's certainly going to start for them.
When Ja plays, they're pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Ja and Triple J is a good 1-2 punch.
Yeah. No Bane's tough.
No Bane's tough. And missing Edie for the beginning of the year is tough too, because I think they'll probably run Aldama as their starting five to start the season.
Santi Aldama.
Yeah, which is tough. Well, like, who else? Because Jay Huff is gone, who was their backup last year.
Right.
Well, kind of their third string last year. But, like, they don't... they're screwed. And Jaren Jackson Jr. can't play center.
Mm-hmm.
He can't.
We see him at the Olympics.
Yeah. I'm going to take the Toronto Raptors.
Nice.
And the Philadelphia 76ers.
So this podcast is rooting for you.
Two teams that could easily be complete fucking garbage this year, but two teams that could also be playoff teams this year, and Toronto and Philadelphia.
Philly's a weird one. Philly's I kind of didn't want to touch it.
I think Philly does have the biggest range in the NBA of possible outcomes. NBA, if there were a conference finals team, it would be crazy, but it wouldn't be like an Atlanta kind of situation where it's like you look back in a few years like what the hell happened. Like
if Philly made the conference finals,
there's a universe where like if Embiid's healthy at the end of the year and Maxey, like Paul George even just back to the middle, like there's a world that roster makes more sense making the conference finals than
like on paper.
Yeah, than like Atlanta a few years ago. Even like they even have like an on paper better roster than Indiana, the first conference finals team of the two. Because I remember when they made that conference finals, it was another team. Like, whoa. Like, they kind of came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
In Toronto. The lads. The boys. The fellas.
Yeah, so wait, who did you just pick? Toronto and who?
Philadelphia.
And Philly. Okay. So Indiana is still available?
Mm-hmm. I'm Nick Nurse. I'm a big fan of Nick Nurse, whether past or present.
Are you writing down who's getting which teams?
Yep.
Nice. okay, I want the Pacers and the Heat.
Fuck, I wanted the Heat.
The Heat.
I wanted the Heat. The Heat are good value.
Even though Tyler Hero is missing the start.
I think I would still want... I mean, both of those teams are pretty good value here. We've gone from mid teams to low mid teams to we're gonna start sliding into bad team territory very soon.
Close to bad teams.
Now, how strategic do I want to be here? Is the question.
You think there's something I'm sleeping on?
Yeah, and I'm gonna take them anyway. I'm gonna take the Portland Trailblazers.
Okay.
And I'm gonna take the Sacramento Kings.
Okay. Nice. Yep. Kings, I would have got taken next.
Yeah, I didn't know where... I know you're not a Portland believer.
No. They also just got rid of their best player, and they were bad.
Yeah. Well, they were okay last year.
Yeah, when everyone's fine.
Yeah. They probably finished with a better record than us.
Really?
Which is not... I mean, it's not that crazy of a bar. Yeah.
Okay. I really want to... Okay, give me the... Bulls.
Okay.
And where do I want out west? I'm basically choosing right now between the Pelicans and the Suns. And I think, yeah. And I think I want... give me the Suns.
Okay. So who's your first pick?
Chicago.
Chicago and Phoenix.
Yes.
Okay. I don't hate that at this point. That's actually who I would have picked as well. Okay. But it makes my job really easy because I think that there's three teams that I would personally classify as complete and utter just rancid shit.
Yes.
And so there's two teams that are really, really bad, but aren't like laughably like a clown show of circus tomfoolery garbage. And so I'm going to take the Charlotte Hornets and the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah, of course.
The other three teams left are grim. It's not good. And, like, we're talking about Charlotte and New Orleans. So, like, we're like, those are good picks compared to what's left. So, like, if you're a noticeable step down from Charlotte and New Orleans, get a grip, man, as an organization.
I mean, Charlotte's just lucky they have LaMelo. Else they'd be right there with them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll take the Jazz and the Nets.
And you can get the Wizards. Let's fucking go. I have the Wizards as the best of those three teams, but they're like, whatever. Utah and Brooklyn. I have Brooklyn as who I think will be the worst team in the NBA this year.
Okay.
I just think that offense is going to be so whack. It's going to be so whack.
I think their defense... I don't know. They have Nick Claxton. But they have MPJ and like Thomas.
Yeah, it's not going to be good there. It's not going to be good. And not that Washington is going to be great this year at all. But I don't think it's going to be... Like, Brooklyn's going to be crazy. Cam Thomas and MPJ are not going to share the ball. not a single person. They have five rookies who are like all gonna get tons of minutes. Although Washington has a ton of rookies too. Like, Utah somehow is the most adults in the room of these teams. You see, they
they have the best player. That's why.
Kevin Love? Yeah, I agree.
The finisher.
Yeah.
Kevin Love is on Utah. Wow.
Yeah. Well, they were showing the vets, like, when they did their media day, and it's like Kevin Love's there, Kyle Anderson's there. There's somebody else who is really fun who is there. Another fun vet. It might just be Kevin Love and Kyle. Oh, Yusuf Nurkic is there, I'm pretty sure. Nice. Which, like, why did the... I get that you're trying to be bad this year. Why are you trading Colin Sexton for Yusuf Nurkic? Just, like... maybe his contract's up sooner. I don't know.
That would make sense.
Yusuf Nurkic sucks. So does Kevin Love, and so is Kyle Anderson. So, like, where that's where we're at, really?
Yusuf Nurkic might have been the problem in Phoenix. Like, yeah. That was the whole thing. They had no center, and they're like, uh-huh. One defensive minded center. Like, Nurkic. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
His, like, first Suns year was very reminiscent of Aaron Baines when he was on the Toronto Raptors, where you sign a guy in the offseason, and it's like...
And you need him.
Yeah, and you're like, we really need a center, and this isn't the best option, but, like, he'll be able to start at center and we'll be fine. And then you get, like, a third of the way into the season, it's like, oh, this is pretty rough. Hopefully he turns it around. You get, like, two-thirds of the way into the season, and it's like, is this guy even a backup center? Like,
yeah, for real.
It was bad. It was bad from the jump, and it was bad at the landing, so...
Well, that's our teams. You want to go say them again?
I would love to say them again.
Okay.
Your teams are Oklahoma City, Denver, Atlanta, Orlando, Los Angeles Clippers, Milwaukee, Dallas, Boston, Memphis, Indiana, Miami, Chicago, Phoenix, Utah, Brooklyn. And my teams are New York, Cleveland, Houston, Los Angeles Lakers, Minnesota, Detroit, Golden State, San Antonio, Toronto, Philadelphia, Portland, Sacramento, Charlotte, New Orleans, and Washington.
Nice. Yep, that looks great. The only thing I may have goofed is...
Minnesota.
Yeah, I would have taken Minnesota over the Clippers if I'd thought about it.
I couldn't believe you took Atlanta as high as you did.
Really?
I just can't get there with Porzingis' health.
Oh, me neither.
I like their roster, but it's a little scary.
But they're in the East.
I know, but you took them above Orlando. What makes them a more of a reliable bet for you than
you
Orlando?
You have Orlando? Didn't I end up getting Orlando?
Yeah.
No, I'm fine.
Yeah, but you took them, like, a round later. What? Like, you took Denver, Atlanta was your back-to-back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a good point. I guess I just think Trae Young is better than Powell right now is the main reason.
Sure.
And Orlando, I mean, they both kind of disappointed. Like, the end of Orlando's last season was turned me off.
Yeah, fair. You like what you're seeing out of Trae Young in Atlanta. Big Jalen Johnson guy. I actually am a big Jalen Johnson guy.
Not really. I thought you believed in Atlanta. Like, going into this year, but I learned on the last unreleased episode it's not true.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to be the anti-Atlanta guy, but I think I'm going to become the pro-Atlanta guy.
I know.
Because you seem like you're more anti than I am.
Do you want to hear my Gage Jones win total projections for the 30 teams? I have 66 for the Thunder. I have 57 for the Cavs, 56 for the Knicks, 54 for Denver, 52 for Houston, 52 for the Lakers, 51 for the Magic, 51 for the Clippers, 48 for Minnesota, 46 for Atlanta, 46 for Detroit, 45 for Golden State, 44 for Dallas, 44 for Milwaukee, 42 for San Antonio, 42 for Toronto, 40 for Philadelphia, 40 for Boston, 40 for Portland, 39 for Miami, 39 for Memphis, 37 for Sacramento, 37 for Indiana, 37 for Chicago, 33 for Phoenix, 31 for Charlotte, 28 for New Orleans, 24 for Washington, 19 for Utah, and 18 for Brooklyn.
Is this a standard stat distribution? It seems like there's so many teams hovering around, like, the 40 to 50 range.
Yeah, it's just kind of where I think a lot of teams always end up in that. Like, a 37 to 46 or whatever range is, like, most of the teams.
Okay. Yeah, I get that. Atlanta and Detroit, same wins?
Yeah, I think so. I think I like that Detroit... Like, I think Cade is the real deal.
Yeah.
And while I don't think Duncan Robinson and Caris LeVert are going to be able to replace Malik Beasley and Tim Hardaway Jr., I don't think they're that far off.
Has Malik Beasley found a team yet?
No. But I don't think he's going to find a team before the start of the season. Because I think...
But he could just take, like, a Bettman or what, like something like that, right?
I think teams are going to stay away from him. Because I know the case is, like, closed.
Yeah. But you think... Wow.
I think if teams were 100% certain that that case was cut and dry, I think he'd already be signed to that.
Mm-hmm. You think there's a reason he isn't
signed? Yeah. They must know something that we don't.
True. Fair enough.
Yeah. What else interesting? I'm trying to think what else interesting you did here with your picks. Thought you went a little early on Boston, but I kind of like it. I've been talking myself a little bit into Boston as we get closer to the season.
I picked Boston. Yeah, Indiana's still on the board. Miami, Chicago. Okay, yeah. No, what did you pick right after my Boston? Do you remember?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Because, yeah, I really don't have faith in Boston that much, but like, Jalen Brown got to get him something.
I took Toronto, Philadelphia, right after you took whatever your Boston pick
Philly
was.
Philly might end up being the pick, but like it also like might be one of the worst picks.
Yeah, we'll see. Philadelphia is. You were right when you were like staying away from it. It's not a terrible stay away. Mm-hmm. I think they have a huge range, especially like Embiid is such a question mark.
Right,
is such a question mark. Maxie's gonna play. He's gonna be good.
Yeah. For sure.
They're going to be competently coached.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So you took Toronto, Philly, the Nick Nurse.
Yeah, Nick Nurse connection. That's right. A little Kyle Lowry connection.
Yes, sir.
Amazon Zone. Kyle Lowry. Safe for the season for him. See what he does. Like, I'm just
fascinated. Wait, who's he with now?
Philadelphia.
Oh, he's still
with Philadelphia.
Yeah, I remember seeing him on Media Day for a team. I was like, oh, I was kind of worried he wasn't going to be on a team.
Because he was with Amazon? He's on the Amazon? Yeah. I think he's just going to play. His last game will be in Philly. He'll sign a one-day with Toronto so he can, like, retire a Raptor. But right. I don't think he's going to move from Philadelphia. Like, I think he's going to live there for probably the rest of his life at this point. Unless he gets, like, a coaching job somewhere. It goes into that. Yeah, I think there's a reason he went back there.
Mm-hmm.
Now DeRozan needs to go to Cali. I guess he's already in Cali, so he's like close enough. He's in
Sacramento.
Yeah, Sacramento's gotta be nice. I feel like for a guy like DeRozan, where you kind of want to be a little more low key, get the nice weather, you get to be in California, but you're not in like the Bay or you're not in like Los Angeles. Yeah. Like I feel like Sacramento's almost the perfect city for him.
I could see that.
Unless you just want to say LA is a perfect city.
Cuts his
home. Yeah, it's his actual home.
Comp 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the Clippers also have had a good run of signing Los Angeles boys recently. Between, like, Leonard and George and Harden and Westbrook. Like, they got a bunch of those. I don't know if they're all LA boys, but they're certainly all California boys. I think they're all LA boys except for Paul George. I think Paul George is from, like, Fresno or something like that. Weird. Yeah. They're certainly all Cowboys.
Well, because Westbrook, I know, goes to UCLA. I know he played with Harden in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So, you'd assume LA also.
Yeah. Do we have any fun bits for the end of this podcast? Or do we have any...
Are we already getting there?
I know
how much time it's been?
It's 24 minutes in. I know. We ripped through those teams. We should have given them all some time to breathe and talked about them, you know?
I have a little segment we can do.
I'm down.
I don't know if you want to say... is there anything in Media Day that you want to talk about? How do we feel about Bruce Brown as a Raptors fan?
Whatever, man. Like, the thing is, like, Raptors fans fucking hated him when he was here. So it's like, I don't care.
Of course, he's gonna
make comments, whatever.
Basically, he was saying, like, it'll be nice to be winning again. He spent a lot of time losing. Basically, as soon as I left Denver, I couldn't wait to go back. And obviously, he was with us for most of that time.
I mean, like, his most played position for us was left medical table. So, like, it's not, like,
he's not a Cowboy hat more than a Raptors jersey.
Yeah, for sure. And he was shit when he played for us.
Yeah,
so, like, whatever.
He was just bad.
Yeah, whatever. He collected his money, though. So, obviously, it's just about making your money and then going back to whatever situation makes you happy again. Well, fuck him, bro. He sounded a little mad talking about the Raptors.
True.
Suck my cock.
Anything else from Media Day? That's crazy.
Raptors were kind of boring. It was a lot of like, we're working hard. Mm-hmm. We're all working together. We're pulling in the same direction, you know. Everyone speaks highly of Ingram. There's been a lot of positive RJ talk, which kind of feels like just puffing them up before we sell them.
RJ had some words for... He did a Bruce Brown type thing where he shaded his old team. He was like, yeah, like, it's nice to just be in a locker room where, like, there's no egos and everyone plays the right way. And...
Buddy fucking hated Julius Randle, and you know it. Buddy fucking hated Julius Randle and Quentin Grimes.
Does he ever... He plays with Brunson too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because OG comes after Brunson.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, whatever. Whenever dudes talk about their former teams, like, you gotta take it with a grain of salt. Because right. When they were there, they were like, oh, we're gonna win it, you know, this is a great locker room, it's a good team to be a part of. Like, whatever, bro.
Also, like, in RJ's case, like, he was traded.
Yeah.
Like, he should be able to talk shit.
Of course,
to his old team.
Yeah.
Bruce Brown left the willing Denver. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, RJ.
He went bag chasing.
Yeah, he went bag chasing. He got his bag. Good for him.
You're right. You were talking earlier about the mic. I didn't fully get that. But yeah, you're right. Yeah, he literally could have stayed in Denver. They could have gone back to back if he wanted to go bag chasing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now he's bad. And it's like people... I feel like a lot of people are just penciling in that he's going to be good next to Jokic.
We're getting championship Bruce Brown.
Like, he's had serious surgeries. And, like, his game was built off of, like, physicality and athleticism. Like, yeah, it's not like... Like we weren't... Like, we load-managed some dudes.
Right.
Bruce Brown wasn't going to help us win games. Like Darko could have played him 48 minutes a game, and our record would have been the same, if not worse.
Right, probably worse.
So, like, I don't... Like, we were playing Garrett Temple in some games last year, and it's just like, certainly if we could play Bruce Brown in this situation, like, Garrett doesn't want to be out there. Darko doesn't want to play Garrett.
Right, for the fun. Because he has so low expectations. Yeah, he's like, fair. I don't give a fuck. My next contract's not about how I perform on the court.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about Media Day isn't any of the Media Day stuff. It's the Raptors Instagram being back, and I love that. Mm-hmm. Them asking all the players what's old, and like half of them going, how old is Temp?
Oh, I didn't see any of those videos. I saw like some of the interviews with different people. Yeah, I don't follow them on it. I should follow them on Instagram.
You should follow it.
Maybe I do, and I just don't look at their shit.
They should follow us.
Yeah,
we
should make an Instagram. Yeah, I'm whatever, man. Like, I just want the season to come. I don't give a fuck about the preseason. Media Day is kind of cool. It's like cool. It's like first day back at school. I like seeing the players in their new threads.
Yes.
Who looks the weirdest, in your opinion?
Ooh.
KD definitely looks a little weird, but he's been on enough teams now where it's like, whatever.
True.
Like,
you can wear any jersey. Seen him photoshopped in so many jerseys.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question. I haven't thought about it.
I bet Jalen Green looked kind of weird. It's always weird, on the second team.
I did not watch any of Phoenix.
I watched some of that. Because they were one of the first media days. Because they're in Abu Dhabi.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Who else looked weird? Yeah, like some dudes I still haven't gotten used to. Like Jimmy Butler on the Warriors, I'm still not like 100%
that's a weird
used
one.
To.
That's
or even like AD on the Mavs, I'm still not 100% used to.
Yep.
Especially with the glasses, he looks a little extra weird. And even Ingram in a Raptors jersey still looks kind of weird.
Did you see Ingram's new like hair and beard?
Yeah.
Did he look like that on Media Day? I didn't actually watch it.
Like he looked... Yeah, he looks like Brandon Ingram on Media Day, I would say.
So it's just an Instagram photo
thing?
Yeah,
I think so.
He looks like, oh my god, who's the rapper, musician, Hey Ya? Who sings Hey Ya?
Oh, Andre 3000.
Yeah, he looks like Andre 3000 in that hair.
RJ had cornrows as well.
Mm, okay.
He had his hair braided. That's the most interesting part about Media Day is new haircuts.
New haircuts.
And people being like, oh, you know, we're trying to win games. At least nobody outright said, like, we're going to lose a bunch of games this year. Like, Pirtle Day at last year's Media Day.
Right.
Or, like, 2 years ago at Media Day where the team was like, oh, like, some people have to be less, like, selfish when they're just talking about Pascal Siakam. Like, we've had some bad Media Days the last couple of years. So to have a normal one's good.
Yes.
Normal is good.
Yeah, you think the most interesting about Media Day is the haircuts. And I think you're right that it's the Clippers, but it's not for that. You hear, they all have, they've obviously rehearsed it. Every single person just says, We all understand the rules. When asked, like, did they ask for anything outside the rules? We all understand the rules.
Yeah.
Okay? Is that a yes or a no? Yes, we understand the rules. That was the response to that question.
I hope... Actually, this is fun, because this is something we totally disagree on. But I hope Steve Ballmer has the team taken from him. I hope he's forced to sell the team.
That's an insane thing.
Yeah. I mean, you cheat.
At worst, you'd lose like 4 picks or whatever.
No, they were barred from the league for a decade.
I thought it was like a year.
I would have to search it up. I hope Steve Ballmer is barred from the league for some amount of time. I just think, like, dude, if you do some shit like that and you're pulling it in a way that you're just so shameless and you're so like you don't care. Like, you obviously don't give a fuck about the rules, and you're just, it's clear circumvention. There's no other way to look at it. And maybe within the law, you can find a way to be like, technically this. No, they're circumventing the cap. And they clearly are. There's just no way that they're not. And so, fuck you, Ballmer.
Okay, but what about the, like, trade deadline deals that happen before you can make trades? Like, those are circumventing that restriction?
Yeah, but anybody can do that. Steve Ballmer has more money than any other guy in the league and can do things that other owners cannot do by virtue of having that more money. It's unfair. It's an unfair advantage. The thing is like, well, who knows? Maybe everyone's circumventing the cap like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we haven't heard of that.
Right.
And so, like, if it's just them, which it probably is, although I'm speaking completely off of this.
Right, it could easily be like 10 teams.
Yeah, it could easily be 30 teams. Like, right, I don't fucking know. I've never been inside a front office. But, like, it's fucked. If it's one team doing it, it's so bad. It is so bad.
Well, especially because it was in the offseason, in the dead offseason where there was no news. So this was big news. And there's, like, a lot of people who really want it to happen. And, like, if it doesn't, it, like, does kind of set a precedent. I just love the Clippers, and I love Steve Ballmer.
I mean, cool. I like how, like, excited he is at games, but, like...
Like, he, I think, is worth, like, $300 billion or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he spends, like, 95% of his time trying to make the Clippers better.
Yeah.
Like, this dude, I don't think he still works at Microsoft anymore. He may just be retired. Like, he may spend 100% of his time on the Clippers now. Yeah. But, like, while he was working, like, all he cared about was basketball. Which is, like, so rare from, like, these billionaire owners that... Come on. Adam Silver, look the other way. Please.
Adam Silver, you should fucking kill him. You should have a firing squad ready for him.
Careful. You know Adam listens.
Yeah, fuck him. I hope he gets the book thrown at him because... cheating is bad. That's my official take. Cheating is bad. And, yeah, you just shouldn't be the owner of an NBA team if you've been proven to cheat within that position in the past. Because it's, like, it's not like this is your main job. It's not like this is, like, I'm not ruining your life by making you sell the Clippers. Maybe with Steve Ballmer you are, because he cares that much. But it's, like, yeah, like, if you're, like, doing this shady shit trying to pull something over on the NBA, it's such a soft league if you don't bring the book at them. So I hope they get screwed over. I would be happy with large amount of punishment. If they end up looking the other way, I think it's a travesty for the league. And I think it loses the league a lot of legitimacy in the long run.
Yeah, I think that is true. It's so weird, though, because the league isn't the one, like, investigating. Like, they hired an agency. Yeah, and, like, if that agency says they're not guilty... Or guilty, like, it's not up to the league. But, yeah, it does reflect on the league.
The problem is, like, Pablo Torre, who needs to get a shout-out here. Pablo Torre, like, one of the greatest sports journalism jobs done in our lifetime in breaking this story. Because I think he's done, like, 3 or 4 podcasts now. He keeps on finding more and more paper trails. Like, he found this stuff about, like, where it's the money going into their account for the exact amount that was getting paid to Kawhi one day before the company paid Kawhi for it. And that money came directly from Steve Ballmer's roommate in college, who's a 1% owner in the Clippers, who's the only person who has any ownership stake in the team other than Ballmer. Which is, like, if that's not a smoking gun, I don't know what is.
Right.
And finding that is crazy. Like,
I didn't think it was the exact value. I thought Kawhi got paid slightly less. Like, I thought they donated, like, $2 million. Oh, I thought they donated, like, $2 million. He got, like, $1.7 or something.
Yeah, it was.
But, yeah, basically, he gets them. And also, that's during the company's already failing. Like, yeah. It's not like they're profitable this time.
Yeah.
Like, and they're already a bad company.
And an owner of the Clippers is doing this. Like, a direct owner is paying this right before Kawhi has to get paid. I think it's cut and dry. And I think that, like, if they can somehow... If the league doesn't do anything about this, it's a black stain on the league, I think. I think it's really bad for the NBA. Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, like, who cares? You can cheat however you want then, and then you can do whatever the hell you want in the league. Like, we'll kick people out if you say something a little bit racist, but then, like, if you directly cheat against the rules, it's like, oh, whatever, cool, keep doing it.
All right, I'm just happy we're not the ones who have to deal with the Kawhi thing.
Thank God we're not the ones who have to deal with the Kawhi thing. Imagine if we took that trade that was like Pascal Siakam and I think it was Pascal Siakam and Fred VanVleet
or Fred
for Russell Westbrook and Paul George, and then we keep Kawhi, and then it's Russ, Paul George, and Kawhi. Like, bro, that would have been a nightmare team to watch.
That's like my favorite team.
You got to see that on the Clippers a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's true.
And it was I was glad that I wasn't a fan. It was fun to watch, but I was glad that wasn't my team.
Need them to win.
Yeah.
Or want them to win.
No, we need the Raptors to win. It's a we need. Do. It's not a want
it at is this a need. Point. We're getting hungry. Honestly, like, we were satisfied for a while. But the championship, it was 7 years ago.
I know, man. It's too long ago.
Yeah. And,
well, I think it's like with this... Six. With this Jays team doing so well right now, it shows you, like, how much a team being really good can, like, change the vibe in the city. And, like, having everyone talking about a team, like, everyone kind of goes up a level in fandom when a team's really good. Like, if you're a casual, then you become kind of an average fan. And if you're an average fan, you kind of go into, like, diehard. And if you're a diehard, you kind of go into, like, this is all I'm thinking about all the time. And so it's very... And then if you don't really care, you kind of become a casual fan just because everyone's talking about it. And, like, the Raptors haven't been like that since probably the championship. Like,
yeah.
Maybe the year after the championship, they were still fun.
That is so true. I didn't even think about that. But, yeah, like, when we were winning, like, the championship, like, I remember, like, I was up, like, in school, and, like, I'd get, like, a call after every game from my mom. And it's like, you watched this game? Yeah. She's like, yeah, I did. It was awesome.
My grandma, like, watched... Shout out, grandma, by the way. My grandma watched tons of Raptors games during that run. She was a big Kyle Lowry fan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was heartbroken when he left. Yeah, she was really sad. Yeah, I was like, honestly, grandma, that's beast.
I feel you.
But yeah, like as I said, I think this team needs... this year could be a fun Raptors team. But I think more than anything, it's clarity that we get this year. Either... Because, like, we have a pretty good roster around Scottie. So either Scottie's good enough to turn this team into, like, a high-level play-in team. Like, a team that can make it out of the play-in.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's not. And if he's not, then we should get off that ship now. Because we have too much money... invested in this team and in that player to fuck around at this point. And I just think, like, we own all of our own picks.
Right.
So, like, tanking's not the worst thing to do. We never did a full-on tank with this roster. And I know...
We did a one-year tank.
Yeah, we did a one-year... But, like, that was kind of unintentional.
Right, it was a
Kind of a forced tank. Like, last year's probably the closest we came to tanking ever, and we won, like, 30 games.
Right.
So, and obviously, like, teams like Washington and Utah show you that, like, tanking's not great.
Mm-hmm.
But then a team like San Antonio, like, they trade away DeJounte Murray to tank, and then they get top four picks 3 years in a row and get Wemby and then Castle and now Dylan Harper. Yeah, and are like, their organization, they're so happy they traded away DeJounte Murray to lose those extra games.
True.
And DeJounte Murray, like, are we certain that... that Spurs DeJounte Murray is that much of a different floor raiser than, like, Scottie Barnes? I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Almost certainly he is, but yeah, how much?
Yeah, because both of them are one-time All-Stars. Like, Scottie better be an All-Star this year, is all I'm saying.
True.
Like, unless he's unhealthy. Like, if he's healthy, like, he better be a freaking All-Star.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're the face of the franchise and you have a healthy season and you're not an All-Star, get out. Like, well, what are we doing? Unless you're under, like he's starting to get, what is he, 23 now, probably?
Maybe.
That year four? Right. Year five?
Mm-hmm.
Year five, I believe. Because...
It's Wemby's year three.
Yeah. Well, like in 2020, we lose to Boston. And then in 2020 to 2021 season, we play in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the season that gets us Scottie Barnes.
Right, then the next.
Is 2021. And this is the 2026 season. So this is year five.
Mm. Right.
Year five for Scottie. First year on the max contract. So, like,
it's... Wouldn't that be year six because 21 is year one?
No, because the 22 season is year one. And this is the 2026
but
season.
2020...
He gets drafted in 2021. Because
he gets drafted in 2021.
Yeah.
So he's starting his year one. Oh, it's only 2025 right now. It's not 26. Yeah. You're right. And they don't care. And they don't care.
Yeah, that's the combo. I just think, you know, shit or get off the toilet, you know?
True.
So that's where I'm at with Scotty. He better shit this year. that's the long
or Brandon answer. Ingram should take over the team.
I mean, whatever.
That's not gonna happen.
We've seen what happens when the guy who's supposed to be the guy on a team is unavailable and Brandon Ingram has to be the guy. And that's just not good. It's too much money. It's just too much money to have for a roster that's not that good. But we could be good this year. And if Scotty's good, we could be really good. I mean, yeah, we'll see. I took them in my draft, so it behooves me for them to be good.
Yes. You you need them to be good.
Anthony, where are you searching up?
I am doing a random number generator from 1 to 8. I'm sequencing it because of a game I have coming up.
Okay. It's game time.
It doesn't have to be. I just wanted to...
No, I'm ready. I'm ready for game time.
Okay. Have you heard that every rapper wants to be an athlete and every athlete wants to be a rapper?
Yes.
Okay. Well, in the NBA, it's a little different. Because I think, actually, NBA players, they want to be WWE superstars.
I already love where this game is going.
Actually, in the newest WWE 2K, they had like an expansion pack that added Brunson,
Halliburton,
Halley, and Shaq.
Oh, nice.
But this is... I don't have a good name for it yet. is this quote said by an NBA player or a WWE superstar?
Okay, I'm locked in.
Doing a promo. Sometimes it's not an exact translation. If they at all mention like the activity, like if they mention like steel chairs or like dribbling or like anything, obviously like those are cut out. And any names are also cut out.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going to say, like, LeBron or, like, Stone Cold or something.
Okay.
Like that'll just be redacted from the quote or changed to something else.
Cool.
Okay. So, the first one they want is this. I have 8 total.
Cool. I better go minimum 50-50, I feel like.
Honestly, I think you'll do good. I tried to do ones that could sound like both, and it's actually kind of hard. We'll see. We'll see how good this is.
Mm-hmm.
Your arms are too short to box with God.
Is that a Wilt Chamberlain quote?
No, that's a CM Punk to The Rock.
That's a CM Punk to The Rock. That's so funny.
I did have to Google that one because I saw it in someone in a Reddit talking about it, but they didn't quote the context that it was said, so I wanted to figure it out. And it actually, that quote's from like a poem or something.
Oh,
and
then really?
He just says it in the thing.
Classic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so some context is someone says something to this person about, like, basically along the lines of, like, I'll get you next year. And okay. He goes, man, you won't even be here next year.
Is that an NBA quote?
That's an NBA quote. That's the glove. I don't know who
says it to. That's scary. Crazy. That's cool. Family, one of the best trash talkers all the time, allegedly.
Yes, that's what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
The glove is the mouth. That was bad.
Cut that out.
He's a finger puppet.
Yeah.
This one's just so whack. I don't even really understand it. I'll get.
Okay.
I'll give you the context behind it afterwards.
Okay.
Because the context reveals too much on which thing it's from. You couldn't get a pen up his ass with a jackhammer. He was a little tight on that one.
NBA quote?
That's an NBA quote. That's what Charles Barkley says to Steve Kerr after Steve Kerr misses a game winner.
Barkley, man.
It's a Southern thing, God. I must be.
Yeah. I feel like Barkley's lost his fastball a little bit with that kind of stuff.
He's just an old man.
Like, yeah, he's a bit of an old man now. He used to be way better on the quips.
Alright. The dynasty starts after you, not with you.
That's a WWE quote.
No, that's Draymond to Dylan Brooks.
Oh, is it?
That's like when they're in the whole, I think, poke the bear stuff.
Oh, I do remember that.
And yeah. Draymond goes on his podcast and he's just like, obviously defending the GOAT.
Yeah. I mean, Memphis has certainly had tons of success since Dylan Brooks left, right?
True. At all. Dylan Brooks is winning.
I don't know if they've won one playoff game since Dylan Brooks left.
Yeah, I think they've won one season, one playoff series in the Ja era.
Yeah.
This is not even like trash talk or anything. I just think it's so funny. Like, technically it's trash talk, but it's just so funny.
Uh-huh.
I am a man and you're a boy, and I love to play with little boys.
That's WWE. That's for Kurt Angle. Nice. Classic Kurt Angle.
That is.
He would do like this, he would do like this, smack himself in the head, like when he would say something wrong, right? Yeah, that's a classic.
Yeah, he'd be like, I love little boys. Oh, no, not like that.
This podcast, we are big CP fans, to be fair. CP3, of course.
There you go. I hope everyone here is thinking about second place because I'm winning this. That is kind of generic. Like, it kind of could be both.
Is that an NBA quote?
Yeah, that's Larry Bird for a three-point contest.
Nice.
And I heard a lot of people saying that that's like a PG version. It's because he like drops the F.
Oh, really?
The K one.
Classic Larry Bird. Another top trash talker all time.
Yep. Okay, this one's crazy. This is describing the person they're talking to's wife.
Okay.
Saying that she tasted like Honey Nut Cheerios.
That's an NBA quote. That's said to Carmelo Anthony,
And who says it?
Oh. How good is this player?
Better than Melo.
Is it Kevin Garnett?
Yeah.
Yeah. Another top tier trash talker. That's a really good one.
Yeah, I got some from some ghost. I really wanted an MJ one, but they're all about basketball.
Fair. I would. That's all I would talk about too if I was MJ.
True. Yeah, like he has some quotes. It's like, oh, let's see if they start talking before they're up 6-2, like when it's 0-0 or something like stuff like that. Okay. This is in a similar vein to the last one. Last time I checked, talent isn't sexually transmitted.
Is this a WWE quote?
That's a WWE quote. That's a CM Punk's wife, AJ Lee, to Nikki Bella, who's John Cena's girlfriend at the time.
So, oh, okay.
To John Cena's girl, basically, is who she's saying that to. Okay. And then this is... Oh, no, sorry. I got two more. Don't worry, man. Losing to me doesn't make you bad. It just makes you like everybody else.
Is that a NBA quote?
No. That's WWD. It's RVD, who, like, I don't really know, but he has a famous thing where his back of his unitard said RVD, and he would go, this, and the crowd would go, RVD.
Nice.
And he smokes a lot of weed.
Nice.
All right, this is your final one.
Okay, I better get this one right. This one's for all the marbles. I'm putting $1 million on it in Vegas.
When you're next walking through the airport and the beeper goes up, you look down and it says my name, you know your ass belongs to me.
Is that a WWE quote?
Yeah, Stone Cold to the Rock.
Nice. Yeah, I feel like an NBA player. Like,
where they're not that
much.
Creative. Yeah, that someone wrote that.
Yeah. Those are pretty good.
That was good. I was a little worried it would be giving it away, but then I kind of, on the drive over, I was second guessing myself because I was like, oh, all the WWE ones sound so much like you're going to fight someone. But then I was like, a lot of the NBA ones sound like that too.
Yeah.
Like, Melo was trying to fight KG after, like, the Honey Nut Cheerio thing. And then apparently, like, Melo was just waiting there. And then KG heard that he was waiting, so he took extra time. Like, he was getting, like, massage, like, everything in his locker room.
He didn't want that smoke.
No, apparently not.
Yeah, he did not want that smoke.
I'd take ticket in that fight, though.
Maybe. Who knows?
They're both, yeah. That's fair. I think they're both evenly sized, right? They're both power forwards.
Yeah. The thing is, Ticket's like a 2000s power forward.
Right. Power forward center in today's game. Melo's like power forward, small forward.
Yeah. small ball center. Like, I feel like, man. Like, some of the guys who play center in the league now.
Right, KG would just be a normal center.
Yeah. Like, New Orleans played Herb Jones at center some games last year. Right. So, like,
he's kind of a guard.
Yeah, like, the bar for center is not that high. Look at PJ Tucker.
Yeah.
Raptors legend.
Yeah, that's one thing that's funny about the Houston thing is that they had PJ Tucker at center, and now they're going to have, like, centers as like guards if they're gonna do that all 6'11" thing.
Facts. Which they won't.
Oh, like they're just gonna run that sometimes. Like yeah. People are acting like that's the starting lineup.
Yeah.
Like no.
I don't think so. We'll see. We'll see what they do. I hope they're bringing a guard. I think they're still gonna win a lot of games because I think the defense is gonna be fucking crazy.
Would you trade Fred?
If I was them, would I trade Fred? Sure.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of have to.
Sure. Depends
Kevin
on what
Durant's
I'm getting
back. Getting younger.
Would I trade him for Trae Young? Hell yeah. Would right. I trade him for Emmanuel Quickly? Probably not.
Okay. Okay. So you also wouldn't do it for like Sexton?
No.
Sexton.
Well, I'd take the land of that. I would
sorry,
for
Sexton
sure,
is that
I would for sure take the land of that. I think oh, I think I'd rather have Garland than even Trae Young if I was that team. Mm-hmm. Keep the ball in KD's hands.
Maybe what about like Tyler Hero? Houston probably
maybe.
Throwing some picks.
Yeah, I don't. The only thing is like, you kind of want a guard similar
to
Fred. Yeah, who wants to pass. Like, can find his own shot. But, like, really you want, like, Sengun and KD having the ball a decent amount.
Right. An off guard.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we'll see what they look like this year. I think they still have, as I said, the defense is going to be great. And so we'll see what the offense looks like.
Would you rather them get, like, a Jamal Murray type or, like, a Chris Paul type?
A Chris Paul type.
Okay,
I would
so
say.
You want a facilitator.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah. I don't know what the options they have, like, what kind of teams they could trade with, but players always come loose partway through the season. We'll see what happens.
Also, I think they were really good about, like, getting all their picks back. Like, I remember, like, Phoenix, Houston, and Brooklyn just did a bunch of trades, like...
Yeah, like shuffled back their
yeah,
picks
like, basically
each
gave
other.
Each other their picks back. And I think Houston ended up, like... For some reason, in my head, Houston actually ended up getting the favorite of those. Like, they got theirs back and some of the other teams.
Yeah.
So I think they do got moves to make.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah, they're gonna be good. The Fred thing sucks.
Yeah,
and I think that they won't win the championship because of it, and they don't have a chance. Not that they would have won it before, but they had a chance before that they don't have now.
Right, if the team stays relatively same.
Yeah, barring OKC, like if Shea gets hurt, anybody can win the championship.
Wow, you think it's like that? Like the Nuggets? Nuggets took them to 7 last year.
I know. I think the Nuggets can beat them,
but
I think everyone else is closer to the Nuggets. Like the Nuggets are gettable. I mean, Minnesota beat the Nuggets like 2 seasons ago. Like they're gettable, and but in a way that OKC feels like you have to have a really really good team to beat them. And it's just there's no other team that I'm really feeling it. I just think like any of the East teams have some pretty serious holes and stuff that I just don't know what they would do. Like if Cleveland were to play them in a series, who's on Shea? Garland?
Right,
not Mitchell. Strus, and then who's guarding Jalen Williams?
Because it's too much offensive load.
Yeah, I wouldn't love that for a whole series. Fair. Personally,
I think he's better equipped to defend him.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, then who guards Williams? I guess Mobley would. Mobley could easily guard. Mobley would shut down Williams. Actually, that'd be pretty good. That would be a pretty. But yeah, but then if they run the 2 big lineup, then you're just once again cooked.
Mm-hmm.
Like they just have so many looks that they can throw at you that are just so difficult to deal with. They're so deep as well. Like they can shuffle lineups in different ways. They're well coached. There's a reason that they won last year and they're the odds on favorite to win this year. They're filthy.
Yep. And they hadn't even really done anything before last year and they were the favorites going into last year.
Yeah.
Like people knew.
Yeah. Like they won 50 games and a playoff series the year before, but then like kind of lost in embarrassing fashion to the
right.
Mavericks.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, and then...
And they just won the whole damn thing. They got the last number 6 in the NBA.
They do, Jalen Williams. Probably. The bad Jalen Williams.
Yeah, yeah. Jay Will.
Yeah. Not the bad Jalen Williams, but...
The worst.
Know, yeah. I mean, he would start on a few teams in the NBA, but that's just because teams can't figure out their centers. Like Memphis, he would start. Indiana, he would start. Boston, he would start. But, Washington, you would probably start and run Sar at the power forward.
Because like, probably Ryan, be what our else you third have? String because we got Castleton and Bertle.
Yeah. I don't think Castleton's on the team. I think we have Mogbo. No, it's Sandro Mamukelashvili as our backup center.
Right.
Who is comparable to Jalen Williams. I guess I'd rather take Jalen Williams, but like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mamu can shoot. I'm excited to watch Mamu on our team this year. I feel like he's going to be given the Chris Boucher role off rip.
Okay.
And I feel like if he's ever going to stick in the NBA, that's his role. And so there's a pre-built role that was played last year that is his like kind of ideal NBA role. And we're going to try and run him in it. And if it works, it'll be cool. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. I think he's less athletic than Chris Boucher, but more of a playmaker. But he stretches the floor. Mm, he's serviceable defensively. And he likes to shoot. And he's good enough at shooting that him liking to shoot is not that big of a problem.
Okay. So if Sengun's baby Jokic, he's baby Sengun?
He's... Yeah, I guess. He's...
Aunt Sengun.
Yeah, he's like embryo.
Yeah.
Embryo Sengun. Embryo Sengun. He's single-cell Jokic.
And honestly, I don't even know. I might take the single-cell Jokic.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of teams that he could start on, like Charlotte's another one who has no center. They're going to start Plumlee.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think. Well, we'll see. They have Diabate as well, and they have Ren Kochbrenner. But that's it. Because both Nick Richards and Mark Williams are now in Phoenix. And they have Kamon Mollewash, who they picked 10th. So they have three centers. And, like, two of those centers we literally watched be bad Charlotte, like, a year ago. So where are we at? I mean, Phoenix is going to suck this year, is where we're at, unfortunately. They're bad.
And they're one of the ones, man, we definitely went tall. So I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
They're not going to win anything.
You know when you got them in New Orleans conversation?
Exactly. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Is that the one that I said out loud? It was, like, between those two?
Ugh.
Yeah. I mean, Booker's really good.
Yeah, Booker's the best player on either of those teams.
Yeah.
And I like Zion. I think Zion's really good.
Even probably while healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think even while healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, who's the second best player in Phoenix next year? Like, Jalen Green, probably?
Oh, that's tough. Bradley Beal.
Dylan Brooks? Bradley Beal's on
the
Clippers.
Oh, yeah, he's on the Clippers.
The $19 million. Cooking or don't they're pay? They are paying him $19 million to not play for them, though. Which nobody talks about because of the Dame buyout. I feel like nobody talks about the Beal buyout. I was listening to a podcast recently, and Bradley Beal's $19 million to not play for them, will be the second largest contract on the team in the 2027-28 season.
Damn, their second contract isn't on their team.
Yeah. I mean, that's mostly because a lot of their contracts are expiring in the next couple of years, but...
That's like a baseball stat.
Yeah, it's like a baseball stat. It's like the Bobby Bonilla still getting paid like 20 years later, $1 million a year. It's crazy.
Well, I know that's how Shohei's going to be in like 10 years.
You know who else are still paying is Nas Little.
Who's
Nazir
Nas?
Little.
Oh, Nazir Little? Yeah. I have never heard him called Nas. Nazir Little, interesting. Are they still paying like three coaches?
Probably. Yeah, who's their coach now? Because it's not Budenholzer anymore.
No,
right?
I don't think so. Maybe it is.
Who cares, bro? Like, actually, who cares? Why are we still talking on this podcast right now? We talked about Plumlee earlier. Like,
right.
Is that like the natural
spot? Wait, who's Charlotte going to start?
Yeah. It's Plumlee.
Nice.
Bye.
The new owner better treat him good.
Yep. Yeah.